This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. We start the list with the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Then we move over to the FedEx and the UPS, as well as the bulk mail center drivers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office so you can get your letters and all that good stuff today. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel, to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we always talk about our Amazon warehouse workers who are listening to us, and we thank them very much, as well as our Amazon drivers out there that listen to us, and we thank them so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And I get a big kick going over there all the time, taking a look at the people that are following us. And you add all those numbers up, and it's one hell of a number. One hell of a number when you add them all up where the podcast goes to. Now, you can find us as Captain's America over there. We're also on Twitter, Captain's America. And don't forget, the website for the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us out there in California, where he might be standing knee-deep in a mud puddle right now, we got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, well, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Are you standing knee-deep in a mud puddle?
No, not at the moment. Unfortunately not. We've had a good respite from the rain, but water is coming in this weekend.
But it's coming again, right?
It certainly is.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to get some here, too, it looks like. But nothing like what you got. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as promised, we teased this before we went to break. The Justice Department is accusing a Los Angeles-based City National Bank on discrimination by refusing to underwrite mortgages in predominantly black and Latino communities, requiring the bank to pay more than $31 million in the largest redlining settlement in department history. Now, City National is the latest bank in the past several years to be found systematically avoiding lending to racial and ethnic minorities, a practice that the Biden administration has set up its own task force to combat. Now, I'm pretty much familiar with this from other aspects of where I've been reading about it, but basically they've had a lot of very bad loans by catering to that community. So this is why they've done what they've done, but now look what it's cost them, $31 million.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, one of the hallmarks in the banking or lending and, of course, the real estate world is that that term that you mentioned that was redlining, this or blockbusting or the kinds of things where discrimination occurs. And certainly when we see that happening, we need to take every power that we can to make sure that it's stamped out. It's not fair. It's not right. For people who are trying to obtain loans, their mortgage, have lived the American dream, they've worked very, very hard, to be rejected or to be ignored because of their ethnic or their ethnic background or their skin color is reprehensible. And everybody in California, for example, who obtains a real estate or broker's license goes through the training, basically, and the education about the discriminatory tactics and how to spot them and how to get rid of them and how to report them.
Now, I got to ask you a question. I've got a statement here from your emergency operations center in California, in Sacramento, that says officials are warning California Peninsula could become an island as the river rises. What river are they talking about?
Well, that's a good question. I think it has. I think it's around the Monterey Peninsula. I believe. Yeah.
So that's going to force people into a situation where they're going to be basically on an island that's not there right now.
Right, and basically, yeah, I seem to see now it's the Salinas River that's up there in Northern California. It could flood, and it could cause a problem getting to the Monterey Peninsula. So that's definitely a major concern. We've had so much water, and there's so much water coming through those atmospheric rivers, Captain. It's unbelievable.
All right, hold that thought. And when we come back, we'll ask Kyle if he's got his boat loaded up with supplies ready to go. Either that or Noah's Ark. He might need both at this point. All right, we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, my brother Frank Salvato, who is also a brother of the badge from the Chicago Fire Department. Many years as a fire medic, worked the rig, worked in ambulance for a number of years. I was a fire rescue captain and a training officer, and I also worked a rig once in a while, not all the time, but my predominant job was to work starting out on a ladder truck and then going from the ladder to the pumper to the heavy rescue, where I wound up becoming the safety officer and an instructor for two of the three fire departments I was with. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the program. And, of course, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for over 9 years, reason being it works for me. Now, I've had arthritis and suffer from that when the weather gets cold and miserable. I can almost tell you when the weather's going to change because even though it may not be raining, may not be cold, I just feel it in my bones, and anybody that's got it can tell you that. And, of course, arthritis, bursitis, I suffer from both because of the injuries I've had. And I take Relief Factor because it works and it keeps the pain down immensely. That's the big thing. It also keeps the swelling down and the inflammation that I have that comes along with this in the joints. Now, the reason it does that is because of what's in it. It's all natural, 100% drug-free, ladies and gentlemen, and that's extremely important. But it has turmeric, it has resveratrol, it has icarin and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to exercise its own natural response to inflammation and helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. Now, Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. If you've got an ache in your wrist, an ache in your elbow, an ache in your shoulder, or an ache in your knee, guess what? It'll take care of all of those by the way that it attacks the system. So, it's 100% botanical
with fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain. The website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you will know by the end of that third week whether or not the product is going to work for you or not. And they also have a great supply of vitamins at ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go in there, check it out, take a look, see what they got, and you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to get into a couple different things here right now. The CDC has come out and said that the kindergarten vaccination rate dropped again last year. That's not a bad thing, is it?
Well, what they're talking about are vaccinations for things like measles and other diseases. For example, Captain, last year we had a report of a case of paralytic polio that was reported last year in New York. We've also got recent measles surges in the states of Minnesota and Ohio. And this is one of the reasons why the CDC is trying to get the vaccination rates back up for young children as they enter school, because some of these diseases, Captain, were thought to just be have been stamped out, basically. And vaccines in and of themselves aren't bad. There's a lot of controversy around the COVID vaccine because of the speed with which it was developed, but these other vaccines have been around for a very, very long time, and what parent doesn't want to have their kid be protected against catching a terrible, debilitating disease? And so what they're trying, and they, what they're talking about is the idea that during the pandemic, a lot of these vaccinations fell down because people were isolated and this kind of thing. So they're trying to get them back up again.
Okay, and hopefully that'll all work out. Now, the Ukraine says that it's holding out despite intense battles in Soledar. Now, that's over in eastern Ukraine. And it was reported yesterday that the United States may, in fact, be sending them some more armored vehicles to go along with the Bradleys that apparently were, some of them were located yesterday at the port in Europe, and they were about to be shipped over there towards the Ukraine. That's number one. And they also discovered that the U.S. was considering sending Strykers to the Ukraine. Now, those are light armored vehicles. They will not take any of this heavy artillery that comes at them and whatnot, but they can maneuver pretty good. They can haul some people, troops from point A to point B, and they do offer some portability. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens, huh?
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've talked about the ultranationalist group in Russia, the contract militia. They're called the Wagner Group, which we've talked about before. They're claiming now to have taken Soledar after there was intense fighting. Of course, you've also got Ukrainian President Zelensky thanking some of the units that were fighting there, saying they're holding their positions and, quote, inflicting significant losses on the enemy. But he didn't elaborate too much, Captain. But obviously, more intense fighting and again, more of this terrible war that we're watching.
Well, they're having significant casualties on their end, too, because of what's coming at them. And, you know, the question is, can they hold on until help shows up? We'll see, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Now, inflation under Joe Biden has really cost American families a lot. There has been a bunch of research done, and they've come up with a dollar figure right now as of the current week. So far, inflation under Joe Biden has cost American families $7,400.
That's exactly right, Captain. If I just plug that into my little solar-powered calculator, if we look at that on a monthly basis...
You have a solar-powered calculator?
I have my solar-powered calculator. That's
oh,
right.
Boy.
it's going to come out to, I think, about $600, a little more than $600, $616 a month, just to put it in that term. Can you imagine going up to each American and saying to them, oh, by the way, I'm going to extract another $600 out of your bank account every month. Ha, ha, ha. You know, try to keep up with your expenses that way. Everybody would say that's crazy. But this is what inflation is doing. And the Biden administration can blame it on this and blame it on that. But we understand, Captain, that the heart of the matter, number one, it started with energy. It goes on, of course, with many other things, problems that the Biden administration has brought about, which could hopefully at some point be reversed. It wouldn't be overnight. But what got us here in the first place was a reckless disregard for having the American economy be robust and be charging ahead as it was.
Now, Democratic lawmakers have urged Joe Biden to void the visa of Brazil's former leader, Bolsonaro, who has been down in South Florida getting treatment for the problems that he was having. And, of course, they want him turned over to the government and sent back where he came from. I don't really agree with that one, but hey, that's just me.
Well, yes. I mean, it. You know, first of all, someone's getting medical treatment. First of all, you know, can you imagine if you were going to deport anybody else who was undergoing something like that? What's happening in Brazil, we need to watch very carefully. We have to see exactly what the new government is trying to do to anybody who is maybe opposes them and this sort of calls into question parts of the election, which we understand in many ways they have some good reason to do that, and whether or not the civil liberties of Brazilians are being trod upon in such a way that we haven't seen in a long time.
Well, the other thing is if he came over here and he wanted to apply for asylum, he is, after all, a political guy, and he could do that very easily, right?
Oh, absolutely, especially knowing that if you went back to your country of origin that you could face persecution and all kinds of other terrible things.
He faces more than that. He probably faces death through the firing squad because, you know, the opposition there doesn't want to have anything to do with him. They don't want him out and about. And they've been having these horrible riots there, as you well know, trying to bring him back. People want him back, so they certainly don't. If they bring him back, they're gonna probably hang him or whatever.
Well, exactly right. And so this is why, again, one of the things the United States should do is look very carefully at this and make sure whatever support we're giving is warranted.
Now, finally, before we go to break, Ron DeSantis has ripped the feds for raising the possibility of banning gas stoves. He says it's absolutely ridiculous. He says in a case of Florida, which is absolutely true, it's cheaper for the most part than it is to run electric. And that is a correct and accurate statement.
You got it. Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more as we conjure on through the overnight hours. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update.
U.S. border officials will now allow some migrants seeking asylum to use a mobile app to request a chance to be processed at an official port of entry. It's part of the strategy the Biden administration hopes will discourage migrants from coming into the U.S. illegally. The administration announced on Thursday that illegal migrants in Mexico who use the app will get an appointment with U.S. Customs and Border Protection at a port of entry. Border officials will determine whether they should be allowed into the country under exemptions to Title 42. The Biden administration is using the pandemic-era health rule to limit asylum claims. Apple CEO Tim Cook is taking a 40% pay cut. Cook's compensation totaled just under $83 million in 2022, and he'll receive $49 million this year. Cook requested the change in pay Thursday in response to 64% of shareholders approving his pay package last year. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richie, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you.
Guess what? Now you need to put down on your little list Brooksville, State Route 50, just this side of the toll road, the Suncoast Parkway, because that's where it's at, and they are definitely just absolutely knocking them dead up there in Brooksville with what they got going right now. So check them out online, Moss, family out of mossnissan.com, spelled M-A-U-S. You'd be glad you did. They go out of their way to make sure that you are taken care of. You, the customer, are king at Moss Nissan. And don't forget the You Serve, You Save policy. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors, too, all get tremendous opportunities and deals afforded you on the brand new or certified pre-owned vehicle that you buy from Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. And coming up here the first week in February, you'll be able to see them and me. We'll be at the Brooksville, Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show, and they'll have a truck exhibit there. Probably bring a car or two along, but they'll have the trucks there for you to take a look at. The Frontiers as well as the Titans. Great trucks. Stop on by. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's the weather treating you?
Well, not bad. It was actually it was a pretty nice day here in Southern California, and but we're looking, as we go through Friday, some sun, but rain setting in on the weekend.
Now, everybody wants to know if you have a boat.
No, but we did send off for an ARC, build-it-yourself ARC, just in case. We actually did get quite a significant amount of rain here in the Southern California area over the last few days, so it really has been a lot.
Well, you might be able to get a Freedom Boat Club membership and have them put the boat over by you.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah, just saying. By the way, continuing along with what the House and Kevin McCarthy promised to do, they voted to block China from buying oil from our U.S. reserves. Thank goodness.
Well, Captain, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is there for a reason. It's not there to be used for political reasons, release millions of barrels to make it look like you're, quote-unquote, doing something about high gas prices, because it's just not really going to be effective. All it does is drain the oil that we have, and we can't replace it at the same low price that we replaced it to a great degree under President Trump as well. So this is really a bonehead maneuver. I'll use I think that's a Joe Biden phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bonehead maneuver or something, and in order to do that. Because what was the end result? Zero, number one, and then you also still had to go hat in hand to the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia ask for more oil. It's ridiculous.
Now, before I go to a caller on the line, I want to mention this one story, get this in here. Federal officials have reportedly traced the route of this week's chaos at airports across the U.S. to a corrupted digital file that caused the Federal Aviation Administration system to go down and a single operator. Now, all flights across the United States were grounded early Wednesday morning as the FAA and their notice-to-air mission system, called NOTAM, failed. The FAA is continuing a thorough review to determine the root cause of the NOTAM system outage, and they've said that their preliminary work has traced the outage to a damaged database file, and at this time there's no evidence of a cyber attack. Well, I'll take that one with a grain of salt, because I don't think they can say that with 100% guarantee that it wasn't.
No, I completely agree, Captain. I mean, obviously, one of the things that you can do with computer systems is have redundancy. And we all know what a corrupted file feels like. Everybody has got one on the computer from one time or another. But in a system like this, one file can take down the whole thing. That's hard. I understand how it can happen, but there needs to be at least redundancy. And you're right. Maybe we're not getting the whole story.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line. Let me see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is the caller formerly known as Eric and Seminole. Yeah, thanks for my call.
Now known as Art from the Mountains.
Yeah, there you go, sir. Hey, Roger. Hey, real quick, I'd like to take a different tack than what you and Kyle were talking about prior to the break regarding vaccines and the Wagner Group, et cetera, going on in Ukraine. First off, the polio, you mentioned a polio case in New York. Okay, the only, if you believe everything coming out of the World Health Organization, the only cases of wild poliomyelitis occur in Afghanistan and Pakistan. There's been cases, outbreaks of polio, like illness, in Africa and India and parts of South America. And the sole purpose, this after medical surveillance and investigations, it's come back to that the actual vaccine lot had caused those cases of poliomyelitis. People can look that up. Number two, there's a lot of talk of vaccine hesitancy. There was talk of vaccine hesitancy as far back, or excuse me, most recently as late 2019 when there was a global health convention. If you, I think it was in South Africa. I can't remember correctly. The doctors were worried. They were worried about a frontline messaging crumbling at the end user with the doctor going on because doctors were having concerns about adjuvants. Adjuvants are ingredients and items put into vaccines.
30 seconds.
That are supposed to help the vaccine. Well, adjuvants such as aluminum, people have issues with that because aluminum has just been linked to Alzheimer's or protein diseases in the brain. Number three, last with Ukraine, you're talking about all quote-unquote ultranationalists in Russia. The ultranationalists in Russia feel that they are the more correct national socialist as opposed to the national socialist ultranationalists fighting in the Ukrainian army such as Azov, Aydar, okay, and Right Sector.
We're going to be going to break. So I got to cut it short here.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate it. I can go on, but thanks, gentlemen, so far.
Okay, and by the way, Kyle, did we say anything about polio tonight? I don't remember saying anything.
Well, we mentioned that there was a case that was reported last year in New York. But generally speaking, for children and vaccines, I guess the best thing to do is talk to your pediatrician.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, of course, we are coming up on a break. But, you know, folks, we need to be concerned about so many different things. The first thing we need to be concerned about is America and making America first and taking care of America and getting away from all of this nonsense that the Biden administration and his buddies have gotten us into. You know, Swalwell yesterday was carrying on quite a bit about, well, I've lost my committee assignments and I plan on being an American. Go home. Go home.
Well, Eric Swalwell, you know, basically had fun till McCarthy took the clearance away.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I like that.
Well, you know.
And her name was Fang Fang.
That's right. Yeah, Fang Fang Fang. Or
yeah, Fang Fang till her daddy took the T-Bird away. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I do appreciate what Speaker McCarthy said, that, you know, this guy couldn't get a clearance otherwise. Why give him a top-secret government clearance, put him on the Intelligence Committee,
right,
when there's obvious reason to not have him on there?
Right, absolutely true.
So he can cry all he wants to. Cry me a river. That's Swalwell.
Cry me a river and go to California and name it the Salinas River.
Right.
Is that the latest?
Yeah, that's the river that they're very concerned about with up in near Monterey. That's right. But Eric Swalwell has had a pretty good ride so far, and now any self. It's actually a Nancy Pelosi captain. Nancy Pelosi should have kicked him out of that committee a long time ago. And again, this is one of those things that Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree upon. If you've been obviously compromised, you can't be on that committee.
Speak of being kicked off, we're about to go to break here. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. More news for you about what's going on weather-wise out west as well as down here and up and down the East Coast, Middle Atlantic, because we got some weather there tonight in the Middle Atlantic states and snow up in the Northeast. The Lake Effect Snow Machine is kicking in. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
that's a little lover boy. Everybody's working for the weekend. I know I am because I got the weekend work at a gun show. I'll be over in Largo at the Largo Event Center, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And that song goes back to 1981 from the album Get Lucky.
Yeah.
By Loverboy.
Yeah, and they were rocking on in that one, I'll tell you. All right, well, tell us what's going on out west. Looks like your territory is getting a little bit slimmer. That's a good thing, I guess.
Well, that's exactly right. We do have one change to tell our truckers and our drivers about out there. It looks like conditions have improved at Donner Pass, now reading 45 degrees and mostly cloudy. We had fog and freezing fog, it looks like, last hour. So hopefully that's in a good change in the right direction. Up on Snoqualmie, though, it's reading that it's raining right now. Doesn't look like it's too bad, but please do be advised of that. We're, of course, watching, of course, Captain, all these aerial flood watches extending basically from Northern California all the way down to a little bit south of Bakersfield. We've got winter storm warnings over in the mountains there to the east of that as you come down Highway 395. If you're heading out of Reno on I-80 and coming up here on the weekend, you can expect to have more heavy storms as you head through the weekend. So do be careful of that. We do have rain up around Seattle right now and rain in most of the parts of Northern California, but it has looks like it's started to dissipate a little bit, but it's still up near Redding and north of that on Interstate 5. We've also got rain now through Portland and up through all the way up Interstate 5 up to Seattle. Snow across parts of most of northern Washington right now. That's what we're seeing on the radar, and do be careful out there.
Well, we are noticing right now that we do have a more defined area of fog, which is getting a little bit more specific for parts of North Dakota. And if you're coming across I-94, and if you're down in South Dakota coming across I-90 or going up and down I-29 coming out of Sioux City, Iowa, and Omaha, on up through Sioux Falls, South Dakota, up into North Dakota, you are going to have some really visibility problems trying to get up there with zero visibility fog, plenty of it. Middle of Nebraska, that would be about U.S. 75 straight north all the way up into North Dakota. I-94, once you clear Rapid City and get out to the east about 20 miles, boom, you're going to drive right into it, and you're going to be in it all the way through the Minnesota line. So you need to be very careful and be advised it's going to take you longer to drive that stretch of highway tonight because of the fog. Now, over in the Great Lakes area, we've got some windy conditions up there in the lee shore of Lake Michigan. Might bring some snow to the picture here because you're getting lake effect snow right now downwind across the lake from on Lake Erie we're talking about in Cleveland. Okay, there's a little bit of snow east of Toledo, but it picks up pretty significantly there in Toledo, runs all the way across to Erie, then it runs all the way up to Buffalo, then runs all the way across Lake Ontario to Oswego and Fulton, and then it skipjacks up to Sandy Creek and up into Watertown, where as you go up the St. Lawrence Seaway, you're going to run into a winter storm warning up there before you get to the New York State Quebec line on I-87 up there. You've got a little bit of a reprieve in Vermont. However, there is weather coming that way for sure. And over in New Hampshire, you definitely have snow. You have freezing rain across the southern part down on the ocean side of Maine. But up there, if you're going up to get your load of French fries in Presque Isle, you are definitely going to have snow. There is a winter storm warning up there. Now, you've got a gale warning all the way down to North Carolina. And you've got fog in the Chesapeake Bay again. You have got some severe thunderstorms in the North Carolina area there around the Cape, and be advised of that. You've got some snow up and down I-81, West Virginia, Virginia, down into the eastern side of Kentucky, as well as down the eastern side along I-81 in Tennessee. And then north of Atlanta tonight, before you get to Tennessee, you're going to be in some fog there. We do have some thunderstorms and some heavy rain headed into the Tampa Bay area. I've been watching. It's been coming down the coastline all night long. If it's not already here, it should be here in a little bit. And rain over in the east side as well, so be careful. And, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night. So, or, yeah, tonight, well, whatever, but it's on the weekend edition. So you take care.
You too, Captain. Thanks.
All right, and Kyle is going to keep his boat handy out there in California. Don't worry, folks, because there's plenty of rain from that atmospheric stuff coming again out there. It's not letting up anytime soon. And we told you yesterday there might be as many as four different systems over the next 10 days. All right, let's go up to the top line here, and let's pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now there's a third location where classified documents can be found.
Yeah.
I'll bet you it'll be a fourth.
Well, you know, it needs to be said that it hadn't been part of the conversation yesterday, and I was kind of waiting for it, but Hunter had his own offices, too.
Yep.
There were a number of Biden businesses, Rosemont Seneca. There were the CEFC when Hunter was a lawyer and then a lobbyist. So there's more to be talked about.
Yep.
Certainly when it comes to documents. And, you know, it reminds me that every president, if they operate from someplace else other than the White House on a frequent basis, they build what is known as a SCIF in their homes.
Yep.
Or wherever it may be.
Yep.
And nobody asked the question, in all this mess, if there was a SCIF at Biden's home in Wilmington. So that it appears then there wasn't a SCIF. Even General Petraeus had a SCIF. But anyway, I think there's a whole lot more to what is happening here. And I think the questions were asked yesterday of Little Miss Frenchie, and she refused to answer any of them, even to the point where I thought this was going to be the most transparent administration, and she just wouldn't go there.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Going to the top of the hour in your break. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.